Well, Tony, what about that 90 minutes? There's an early chance for Chadley. He takes that to a different game, isn't it?
Yeah, Chadley's got so much quality. It is a tight angle that he's got to put the ball in, but he's got the quality to do that. So, you know, if it was someone else, one of the defenders, you'd accept it. But, you know, with Chadley, you expect him to score there. And first goal was always going to be big tonight. Second game that you play in a week, it's, you know, it's it settles the team down. They got it, and they then dominated, I thought, for about half an hour of that first half. And we came more into it then as the game went on. Chadley hits the post again. You know, we're inches away from scoring. Second half, to give us the goal away, was so sloppy. It was such a poor, poor goal for us to concede. And then it's uphill, but it just even then, Chadley's volley second half, where he usually puts them away, side foots them back into the net. His technique is usually fantastic. Just one now night.
With Niang's goal, it's a great strike, but did you give him a bit too much space?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we said we knew they'd hit angle balls into Deeney and then play off Deeney, and we'd worked on that. We're just disappointed with that one and the second one. But, you know, like I say, I can't criticise the players. The players have been fantastic this year.
And they go down to 10 men, Watford, and you gave it a go then for 25 minutes to try and get back in, didn't you?
We needed a goal. We needed a break. We needed a goal. And what happens is that, obviously, they play the game down and play the time down as much as they possibly can. We got a little bit frustrated at times and rushed things. When we played a little bit and got up there, then we got decent crosses in. But we needed to score. We had the opportunities and the chances to score and hit the target, and we've not done it again. Alan's won at the end. Actually, it's Matty Phillips. And so, you know, it looks as though it's going in, it's Matt and comes out. So, yeah, one narrow night, really.
The manager was quite incensed, I think, at the sending off, and just generally seems to get quite annoyed throughout the whole evening, Tony.
Yeah, I've not seen the sending off. I don't know whether it was a sending off or not, and whether he's pulled his shirt. But the referee had I think the referee had the best view because he was that side of the play. But, yeah, you know, sometimes you get some against you other times. I'm certainly not going to, you know, criticise the referee and get fined again.
And an enigma in your team certainly is James McLean. One minute he can be brilliant. I thought he was a little bit lucky before half-time, maybe not to be sent off for retaliation, and you brought him off at half-time.
No, people say, did I bring him off because of that? No, James had played two games for the Republic of Ireland and Gareth had played two games for Northern Ireland. So the people who had played the two games and the Manchester United game were always going to be our targets to bring off tonight.
Finally, still on course for 50 points?
I hope so. You know, we'll keep working and keep plugging away. You know, on another night, if we'd have got a goal, it might have been a different game for us.
Is that how you have to take it? Because just you had so much of the play, you had the chances, and you got nothing. So is it just like file under that and move on?
Well, we need to, as we've said, we need to put performances every week. You know, obviously we've had a great season so far, and we want to keep it going. So we've come here today. You can't fault the players' effort and their commitment. A little bit of quality at times, but you know that. You know, with a club of our size, that takes time and it takes a period of time to improve.
Excellent. Great to have Matt Phillips out there as well.
Yeah, Matt, absolutely. And when he came on, he looked as bright as anyone. So, yeah, pleased to get him back in.